Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
Get all the Masterforce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with Masterforce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more, find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with Masterforce power equipment at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
What's up, you guys? Sean Rossap. It is September 21st, 2022. This is Fightful Wrestling, and this is What Do You Guys Want to Talk About? Besides me needing a haircut. Jimmy Van isn't here today, so what we do when Jimmy Van doesn't want to show up to work, we do the What Do You Guys Want to Talk About show. This effectively serves as a nice preview for Fightful Select, because every week, I do a Q&A. Every so often, Jimmy Van does one. Every so often, Alex, the Grapsity guys, do them as well. So a nice little preview for FightfulSelect.com, where you get Q&As every single week. If you want your question or statement read on the air, get in your super chat, get in your humper chat. That's what this show will be dictated by, is whether or not you send in super chats, send in humper chats, and the like. So I'll wait for those to come in, plug a couple of things. We have an interview with Maria Kanellis. Grapsity did one. It was a phenomenal interview. Make sure you guys check that out. This week, Scott Edwards has a couple of really, really good interviews coming up too. The Great Muta. How about that one? The Great Muta. And also Yuka Sakazaki. So go ahead, get in those super chats, get in those humper chats, leave a thumbs up. I might take even some of the things that are being rumored today or even talked about today in other interviews and do some Fightful Select updates on them this afternoon. There will not be a List Goes On show. Instead, Rob Wilkins is bringing you an AEW Grand Slam post-show or a pre-show. Man, I'm all over the place. AEW pre-show over on Fightful Select as well. D-Load Dig says that she come down in a bubble, bro. So for those of you who don't know the reference, I decided to do with Danhausen and Nathan from Toy Vomit a parody of the Billy Batty confrontation that Danhausen was actually in the background of and didn't know what was going on. So I asked Danhausen. He's like, hell yeah, that sounds great. Let's do it. He was super excited, obviously. And we got a fanny pack, which I don't appreciate the fanny pack slander. We got some great ones at shop.fightful.com. So we got the fanny pack. Nathan threw on his mask, his bucket hat. And we did a parody based on the Wicked Witch of the East, Wicked Witch of the West viral argument that happened. One of the great all-time videos on the internet. But check it out. It's pinned to my page. It's a good time. If you can't laugh at yourself, what can you laugh at? Chris says, what do you think the odds are that the Briscoes are on AEW TV in the next 3 to 6 months? Well, the fact that the Briscoes have signed with AEW and have been under contract for over 2 months and haven't, I don't think is a wonderful sign. However, the fact that Warner is happy with AEW, despite the fact that AEW has used the Briscoes on a sister company and shows, and everything seems to still be positive, has to be a step in the right direction, right? At least I would think so. Got to take my meds. But, I mean, also, I think considering some of the people that TNT, TBS have had on AEW even, I think if you're drawing the line there, it's like, man, you got a whole lot of stuff to kind of just retcon and go back and take off of TV, and that you have to really look at, like, okay, if the Briscoes aren't on your show, why is Mike Tyson on your show? You know what I mean? Like, it didn't make a ton of sense to me from that regard. Now, I mean, obviously, case by case basis, but I think objectively what Mike Tyson was convicted of is worse than what the Briscoes did, Jay Briscoe, that is. And not saying that wasn't a bad thing either. JWIC says, have you confirmed it with the PW Insider report about Lou DeAngeli being Impact's new head of marketing? I've not, but I would say about 8-9 out of 10 times, if PW Insider gets something like that, they're getting it from one of the top guys at Impact. And I just want to say, I think it's a good hire. I don't know Lou that much, but I think that it's probably a very smart hire on their part. He's well-connected. He knows the business. He knows wrestling. I think it's a smart idea to bring him in and have him do that. I don't know exactly what he's been doing with wrestling of late, but man, he was a guy who did an awful lot of stuff back in the day. Reminder, Super Chats. You can also get your Humper Chats in over at humperchats.com. Jacob Donnelly says, noticed AEW hasn't posted rankings in a few weeks. Have you heard anything about them quietly being phased out? I've not, but I haven't seen any in September at all. And before that, they did have like a three-week break at one point, so that's not that out of the ordinary. They went between August 10th and August 31st. Between having rankings, but I mean, before that, they were doing them almost every week. So it would make a lot of sense to me if they did them and they sort of slowed them down a little bit, maybe did them monthly or something, or maybe just didn't publish them. You can just say that somebody is ranked somewhere. You know what I mean? Connor says, hey, Sean, with Triple H bringing more games to Survivor Series, could we see a set change for all PLEs? P.S. Heard you do a great Scarface impression. I have never fully watched Scarface. I'm going to very soon, and I have no idea the reference at all. Not a bit. But, I think we will see a bit of a set change. I think that we're going to end up seeing probably minimalist sets in a lot of regards. I thought what they did at Clash of the Castle was really good. I thought it made a lot of sense to do it that way, to where you just had the entrance. The focus is more on the talent than it is the entrance. I didn't used to care that much about sets or anything like that, but now I just want something different. Even if the minimalist effort is different, I'm cool with that. I just think it's the way that Clash happened was a really, really great approach. It was refreshing. It was different. But they're going to have to change something, because I think they're going to have to change the entire layout of how Survivor Series is, which is already sold great, by the way. They didn't need to add War Games to that, at least for live tickets. But they're going to have to change something, because they're going to have to make room for another ring. Dork Fiend returns. What do you think Tony has up his sleeve for the shows this week? I don't know, maybe Paige will debut or something. Maybe I'll have an update on Paige on FightfulSelect.com today. Maybe that. Maybe it won't be as big as I'm making it out to be. But heads up his sleeve, I think there's going to be an all-time great AEW match. Wouldn't shock me if Moxley won, then MJF cashed in, and took the title from him. I think it'd be the right thing, honestly. And I think MJF should probably hold the belt up until, let me see, what is the end of next year? All right, I think you should probably hold it up until December 30th, 2023. I think they should do a pay-per-view on Saturday, December 30th, 2023. And he should win that match too, and then maybe lose it the first week of 2024 if he's still signed. Jimmy Finger says, is WWE saving money by doing the White Rabbit teases during commercial breaks as opposed to letting it be seen on TV? Do you think that when this comes to fruition, WWE will pay the fee for the song on TV? Jimmy, I think they're more likely now than they were 2 months ago, but yes, I do think that that's a reason, which I don't know if it would fit on TV right now. You know what I mean? But I do think that that is a reason why we're seeing it there instead of on television, is because they can't pay for it if it's off TV. That's a good shout. And is Bray Wyatt the White Rabbit in your opinion? Yes. In my opinion, I think he has to be. Yeah. I think that that would be the right thing to do. I don't think you can like let, yeah, I don't think you can let your audience down in that way. By the way, guys, get in your super chats, get in your humper chats. If you're asking questions, that's how they get answered. KE775 says, have you heard anything about LDF, Alba Fire, and one of the losers of the NXT title match? Anything else? Legado is supposed to come up, and I had heard they were pegged for SmackDown. Alba, I don't know. One of the losers in the NXT title match, I don't know. But Legado del Fantasma was supposed to come up and debut on SmackDown. I just don't know when, where, any of that. Any scoops going into Dynamite tonight? No, not really. Some speculation. I mean, I'm not going to report that Paige is debuting tonight. I'm not going to do that. Van Twinblade says, I got a mad gab for you. Nah. Chore his sick perk. Hint, movies. I ain't doing that on the air. Van Twinblade, what are we doing here? We're here to talk about wrestling. If anybody can figure this out, let me know. Lonnie Barker says, keep up the great work. Get Fightful Select now. What's the deal with Solo getting stripped? Sorry if I already asked, came in late. Boy, I don't know. So I don't do the NXT reviews, but this is one of the dumbest things I've heard, seen, witnessed. So what they do is they put the title on the guy last week when they've got a double taping. He defends it on SmackDown. Then they strip him of it the next week. Then they set up a ladder match. And I've heard every dumbass excuse for this. Oh, it's unpredictable. You want unpredictable, right? No, that sucks. That's shitty TV. It's bad foresight. It's dumb creative. Why put him on it? Put the title on him if you're going to take it off of him. Well, maybe this person didn't want this. This person didn't want this. It's scripted. You can figure it out. Put him in the ladder match. He doesn't have to take a pin. You can't have him lose if he's in the bloodline. Yes, you can have him not win a ladder match. Or get this. Don't put the title on him at all. Why have Carmelo drop it? Carmelo could just have beaten that person and said, you know what? I'm going to take on anybody and everybody. Let's do a ladder match. I'll put it up against everybody. Don't care. This is one of the most short-sighted, dumbass things I've ever seen. What a stupid-ass, dumbass booking decision this was. Unless there's like some miraculous, and even then, no, I'm sorry, there's nothing that can save this for me. He won the title last week, defended it, and then they stripped it and said, nope, sorry, didn't count. Well, does the title reign not count at all? Because if you're stripping him of the title because that wasn't sanctioned, well, the title reign doesn't count at all. And then the match I watched on SmackDown was pointless too. What the hell, man? I don't know, but it was dumb. Ty says, any news on Scorpio Sky? Haven't seen him on TV in ages. He's been dealing with an injury. He was at the NBA 2K launch recently. Matthew Murphy says, do you think we don't see Brandon Cutler till the return of the Elite? I think that Brandon Cutler will probably do some dark stuff. I think that he'll probably do some matches here and there, just the same as he was before. I mean, he wasn't wrestling all that much. He's had like 6 matches this year. But, I mean, he'll do like dark and dark elevation here and there. But he's had 6 matches this year, 17 since the start of last year. He's had like not that many. Under like about 60 matches in AEW in total. I mean, like Sky Blue is about to pass him in matches. Destiny FOMO says, on this day, I'm missing SRS. Wish you were here today, my dude. Destiny, you act like I'm dead. You act like I'm dead, like I'm dying. My God. The wonderful Destiny FOMO, one of my really good friends. Yeah, I met her last year at Grand Slam. She was wonderful to me. She and Demon Diva showed me around New York. Miss you, buddy. Come on down. What's keeping you? Come hang out with me and the wife. Wish I was at Grand Slam, but didn't make sense. Go follow Destiny FOMO on Twitter and other platforms. Andrew the Giant says, what's your thoughts on Dom's heat on Raw? People online excited it's a loud reaction. Others say it's go away heat. Modern opinions on heat confuse me. I don't think it's modern, Andrew, which isn't your actual name, but or at least I don't think it's a reference to the commentary flub. But here's the way that I look at it. This isn't new. This isn't just modern day heat. Like X-Pac would get booed heavily and people would say it was go away heat as well. And I mean, like, I bet people wish that Dominic was a fraction as good as X-Pac was in the ring. Like, was a part of two of the greatest stables of all time, had some all-time classic moments. We don't have that track record for Dom. I mean, I think Dom's got some heat on him because people don't want to see him, and people want to see him get beaten up. People, maybe the jealousy factor. People are crushing on Rhea even. But I think it's a mixture of both, and as long as you get people caring about you, that's half the battle, and right now, he's got people caring about him. Stellar Justin Lopez says, KO was NXT champ for 2 months while he was feuding with Cena on the main. He could have had him defend the title on SmackDown and NXT. Jets. I can't wait to watch the Bengals stop their losing streak and beat the Jets on Sunday. I am so excited for that. Wish I could be there, Justin. Also going with one of our readers to the Bengals-Dolphins game next Thursday, but Justin, why didn't you fly me up for this Sunday's game? Why aren't we going to the game? What the hell's up with that? Yes, I agree with you. Solo Sikoa could have done a number of things. He doesn't have to get pinned to lose this title. Drew Nicholas says, would have loved to have met you tonight, Sean, but there will be another time. Hyped AF for tonight. It's going to be very, very good, I think. I think it's going to be a great show. The only thing that I miss out on by not traveling is seeing all you people. But hey guys, guess what? I'll be in Toronto next month, Wednesday and Thursday for the Dynamite and Rampage. Then 4 days later, I'll be in Cincinnati at the Tuesday Dynamite. Didn't plan for it to happen that way, but not going to pass up an opportunity to go to Toronto, and I'm not going to pass up a local AEW show. And I'll give this one a freebie. No, I don't see them coming to Kentucky anytime soon because the athletic commission is such a pain in the ass and a hurdle. Michael says, any word on whether the draft will be shoot style or we'll just be reading names again? Michael, I don't know what you mean, shoot style. If you want to elaborate a little bit, USA Network and Fox will likely have some semblance of a say in it, if that's what you mean, as they did last time. But also, the big draft that happened in 2019, Paul Heyman had a lot of say in it. Like, I know that he passed on guys like Braun Strowman because he wanted guys like Buddy Murphy, and he wanted a lot of what they called the catering crew. He wanted Aleister Black and Apollo Crews and Buddy Murphy and a lot of guys like that that he knew could go in the ring and put on the type of show that he wanted to put on. Throwback, our good friend, says, do you see the possibility of a fatal four-way for the NXT title? Interesting to see the possibility of three former UK champions facing Breaker. Hope to see you at Survivor Series if you're traveling. Don't know if I am. If they do media there, I will. But I think that would be cool to have like the three UK guys and Braun Breaker's got to overcome them all. And I think he should. I like that idea. I think that would be a great way for them to sort of stack the deck against Braun Breaker in a way. Somebody says, is this a new show? Or did someone get released from AEW? Nope, just a fill-in show for the Listen, You Boy, because Jimmy is out. We do this every time now that Jimmy's out. It makes me not have to scramble to find a co-host. It generates super chats really well. It leads me to find out what I should be asking about, like what kind of stories I should be digging into. Allows me to plug Fightful Select. Corey says, any thoughts on the women's title match tonight? I can see Hayter costing DMD a pin like DMD did to Hayter it all out, but I'm tired of these four ways. Okay, so they shouldn't have went straight to the four way. After not doing them for so long, they went and did them back to back. And I don't know if that's a great idea, but I am glad they're doing multiple woman matches. I think that the DMD Hayter thing continues. I think Hayter should have won the title at All Out. She should have faced Toni Storm, and then she should have lost the title here tonight to Toni Storm when Britt Baker cost her the title. Then you're off to the races. That's what I think. I think Toni or Hayter win. Probably Toni retains. Maybe Hayter, but you got to start the Hayter Britt feud. Andrew says, it is my name, that's why I like the comms flow. Okay, my bad. My bad. Joel Wood says, in your opinion, do we see Bray Wyatt on SmackDown on 9/23? Starting to wonder about Sasha and Naomi at this point, but I'm still hopeful. Man, Sasha and Naomi are living their best life. Good for them. That's all I'll say. Good for them. Going out there, living, doing things, going to premieres and doing modeling and all that stuff. I don't know if we see Bray Wyatt on 9/23. I'm assuming it's him. I think if they do anybody else, it's going to be a major disappointment. All due respect to anybody else they could bring in, I think it'd be a major disappointment, especially considering the nature of the teases. All this shit that doesn't make any sense, to be quite frank. None of this shit makes any sense. None of it. None of the teases. Doesn't make a goddamn bit of sense. And quite frankly, most of the stuff that Bray Wyatt used to say did not make a lot of sense. Sometimes you'd find something coherent in there and it'd be like, damn, amazing. But I'm sure if he had a show to break down what all those promos meant, I'm sure it would, because he's cerebral like that. But I think that considering the context of what we're seeing here, oh, somebody says Hayter isn't in the match. Yeah, okay. Sorry. I don't know why I thought Hayter was in the match. Toni Storm's retaining. I'm dumb. But yeah, Jamie should cost Britt the match for sure. We got Tony saying, hey, Sean, love the work regarding Malakai Black. Is it possible he's still under contract with AEW? He disputed the conditional release part, so I'm wondering if he's on an extended leave. Appreciate you as always. And Ryan also says, don't know if you saw Malakai Black's Instagram post. He said one of the facts.
Hey guys, have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made and I was shocked. He is in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids, and he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, has energy all day, and Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good. making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall, is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything, and you won't believe how simple it is.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
And asking for his release were promises in his professional field were not upheld. Any insight on that? So again, I'm not going to touch on his mental health aspect. I will say what we have reported is absolutely accurate. And I don't believe that Malachi actually read our report, because Malachi has been sort of contentious towards reporters in the past, including for some things that were absolutely true. But I don't want to touch on like his personal stuff, anything like that. Not my business. Never going to be my business. What we've reported is accurate. But I can tell you that AEW, one, didn't want to let him go. They rejected the release request. Then sort of changed that, but put a lengthy non-compete from what I understand. Whether that be just him still being under contract or whatever that is, but he's not there. He's not doing work with AEW right now. Was told that he pretty well was like, finishing up regardless. AEW had thought that they had a great follow-up conversation with him and that he was going to end up staying, but that didn't end up happening. And if somebody is not doing well, need some time off, I'm sure AEW would be happy to give them that time off. Maybe I'm wrong, but that's generally what I've always heard, right? As far as what we reported, I'm just saying that's accurate. That is absolutely accurate. I sat on that for much longer than I even needed to verify that. This is what I was told, is that there are people in AEW. One, they thought that he just wanted to go back to WWE. Two, they thought, well, if he decides he wants to come back, we'll just kick the deal back in. So this is a theory. This is not a report. I think what they did was they effectively put in a non-compete, but his deal's just still going. And if he chooses next week, 2 months, 3 months, 6 months, you know what? I think I'll come back. Well, then he'll probably be able to come back. That's just a theory. That is not a report. Do not aggregate that. Michael Jensen says, in regards to the draft, I was thinking about Fox and USA being involved in who goes where, not just WWE creative, especially Roman being dual champ. I think they'll have less say in it this go around than the next or than the last go around, because they were starting those television deals then. And now, I mean, if for some reason they renew and they get those deals up and going and renewed in like another 5 years, then yeah, but I don't think they'll have as much say. As far as the promises in his professional field, you know, I can't speak to the creative conversations that were being held, but I know that one, Malachi Black did AEW a pretty big solid in being like, hey, my non-compete is up much sooner than anybody thought. When I reported that he was debuting for AEW, I thought for sure I was getting worked, and then it got verified for me. And I was like, all right, there ain't no way around it. But I think that probably he thought he would have a more prominent or significant role than what he's got. But yeah. Scott says, any word on the speculation that Tony has some ROH TV news to announce? Apologies if this is already discussed. So as of, I want to say 2 weeks ago, as of All Out, I had heard that nothing had changed. I had heard that at one point they were perhaps close to a TV deal, but it didn't end up happening. That was just a rumor. I haven't been able to get that verified or anything like that. But I haven't heard of anything yet. I would love that. That'd be great. If not, and I were him, I would be putting together like a proof of concept. I would be, I would be putting together a proof of concept, putting it on YouTube. Jennifer says, any injury update on Layla Hirsch or Mercedes Martinez? I don't know how long Mercedes is supposed to be out, but Layla's supposed to be out for quite some time. Quite some time. Mercedes, I'm trying to think of what match it was she got hurt in. But I mean, I know that Tony had like quietly announced that she's got an injury, but I think it was, it might have been even after the pay-per-view. I think she did an indie in Connecticut, and then after that, she was sidelined. Jimmy Finger says, sorry to stay on the Bray topic. Do you see him as Fiend, Backwoods Bray, totally new image, and do you see him, prefer to see him solo, stable? Which do you prefer? Hey, by all means, don't say sorry to stay on this topic. If you're super chatting, that's what we're here to do. That's what the show is all about. So if you super chat, I don't really care what it is you want to talk about. Throwback says, as much as the white rabbit is a thing, I think the hooded woman that is helping Schism out, any word on who it is, let's go Boston. I don't have any idea on that. But as far as the Bray thing, I think it should be a combination. I think it should be like maybe the Fiend, although the Fiend is associated with some pretty terrible booking, right? Like the Fiend was such a popular character and a great rebirth, but man, it is associated with one of the darkest creative times in WWE history. That summer 2019 through Mania 2020 was some of the worst creative I've ever covered as in wrestling media ever. I've been through some dark periods, my friends. But I think it should be a Three Faces of Foley thing. I think Backwoods Bray is great, but I think a new type of character would do really good. I think Three Faces of Foley is the way to go. KE775 says, do you think Roman defends the title at Survivor Series, or do you think he wins War Games? And do you think Bayley adds to her stable? I think some people will help out Bayley's stable. I think that eventually Charlotte and Becky come back, and we end up doing something like that. And I think Roman will compete at War Games, and I'll be competing at War Games in just 2 weeks against this man, Jeremy Lambert.
Hello. How are you, Sean?
You're making me put in my earbuds, Jeremy.
Oh, I'm sorry. We're here to celebrate an anniversary.
What's that anniversary of? Is it the anniversary of, oh yeah, I thought it was going to be the anniversary of Destiny FOMO buying me pizza in New York.
1 year ago today, Sean, a t-shirt was born out of a headline. Yes. Big things here.
I think my favorite part is that we know the subject is actually very, very aware of of this.
Yeah, rules. I still want it on record. I want it on record, though. We got pals who interview AEW wrestlers. Just get it on record for me.
Yeah, I mean, I've got good connections there. I mean, obviously, they don't seem keen on giving me interviews right now. I circled back ahead of Grand Slam, and needless to say, I didn't hear from them. But, yeah. How about them Cowboys, Jeremy? They suck. You should not be proud of that win. You should not be proud of that Bengals win. Not you.
I'm not a Cowboys fan. My team's worse than the Bengals somehow.
Yes. Doug says, will there be any surprise debuts tonight? I would say probably so. Money for Jeremy. Jeremy already gets money.
Need more. Got a wedding to pay for.
I got a sunroom being built downstairs right now, Jeremy.
My God.
Been saving for years. Joseph says, will they have a traditional Survivor Series match in addition to War Games? Would love to have both mistakes added to them. I'd be surprised, Jeremy. But I would love it if they did. I think that'd be great, but I don't think so with the two War Games matches.
I would be kind of surprised as well. And the War Games matches are going to be storyline driven. So maybe they still do like a brand supremacy, brand warfare type of thing. And they do add stakes to it since everybody has always wanted stakes to those matches. I'd like to see one. I know then if you do one, then people are going to be like, okay, well, if you do a women's, how come you didn't do a men's? So at that point, you'd probably have to do two. But I'd like to see at least one.
Randy says, with Malakai gone from AEW, what's the future of the House of Black? I think that either Brody will lead it, or he'll become a solo act. I mean, I don't even know what they're going to do with Buddy Murphy if he even hangs around. But I think that it's going to be either Brody leading or Brody moving to a singles act with Julia Hart by his side.
Darby Allin is going to lead the group after Ooh. Rampage. That's they're going to abduct Darby Allin as the and kind of transform him into the leader somehow.
KC says, do you think Omega will make the Toronto show? I actually do. I think that pretty soon he'll probably get his suspension lifted, and that's a completely uneducated guess. Esteel says, any word on the rumor that Kota Ibushi is signed with AEW but is only able to be Hustle Common Orange? I don't know how to pronounce that. The streets need to know. I know that's a joke, but no, I wouldn't expect to see Kota Ibushi wrestling anytime soon. Damn it, Smidget. Zach Schimmel says, Jeremy, do you have a wish list for your wedding? Would love to get something off of it for you. Listen, if you're trying to get something off.
People ask about the registry, which is very flattering, like super flattering that anybody wants to get me or the fiance anything. But we're not trying to add to this house. We're actually trying to like move a bunch of stuff out of this house. We have too much stuff. If people would like
to make a wish list of stuff that you want people from,
come to this place and just grab shit.
Come to his yard sale. How about that one?
If people want to like donate money, my PayPal is jeremylambert88 at Gmail, so you can PayPal.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
And send a nice message if you want. I expect nothing. It is very flattering that people even offer this kind of stuff.
Bridget Hewlett with my favorite super chat of all time. I was wondering if MJF is for someone younger than me. I'm going to turn 53 next month. I don't get him. I was wondering if it was my age. It might be because he's a giant asshole. That might be what it is. But Bridget, yeah, honestly, there's going to be a lot of 53-year-olds that kind of find his approach refreshing. So I think it's just different strokes for different folks, honestly. I mean, there's going to be people that look at him and see what he says, and they're like, I miss those old days when you could say whatever you wanted. But, if you don't like him, well, that's your own personal taste, and there's nothing wrong with that. I hope that you want to see him get his ass kicked. That would be awful nice. But, I think that definitely there's probably a significant age gap of where the majority of his fans fall. I think some probably pretty young edgelords and then some people towards the older end of the scale that appreciate the fact that he knows who Gino Hernandez is enough to compare Ethan Page to him in general. So I think that he both embraces and offends a wide array of people.
I think you nailed it when you said old people maybe just want to see him get his ass kicked. And what plays in my head is
not calling you old, Bridget.
No. But you know the gift that the old lady that's trying to like fuck up Hulk Hogan in the front row at like a Nitro event? Yeah. This is what plays in my head with MJF is like he's just so offensive that older folk would want to just take a swing at this young whippersnapper who is just not afraid to speak his mind. And it's like, you know what? You better mind your manners, kid, for I backhand you.
Guys, since y'all are asking, I will post an update on what I've heard about Paige, AEW, and the possibility of such on Fightful Select.
You caused a ruckus there, Sean Ross Sapp.
It was just a throwaway reply to Louis Dangor.
You can't do that. You can't do it. You know it. You know you can't. You make Reddit. You make all the other sites.
I did it last year with CM Punk and Robert O'Neill's mentions, though. And I'm just saying, I did it again at some point.
Oh, everybody's going to go through your mentions now.
Joel Wood says, are there names you might or you think might join or return to WWE that nobody's really talking about? I think WWE or Triple H would probably try to get maybe Kathy Kelly, Renee, and maybe even Paige back for something.
See, I feel Paige is going back to WWE with Triple H.
That's what I would think.
That's why your GIF is throwing people for a loop.
I'll have an update today on Fightful Select on what I've heard. I mean, I used to just never post anything till verified. Well, it's wrestling. It ain't the war. I'll post what I've heard. Ryan says, do you see the Bray teases on the Extreme Rules poster, specifically Seth and Riddle's match? You can see a lantern with fireflies behind Riddle. I think Bray will probably pop up at Extreme Rules. I do.
It's 9/23 is the tease. Yeah. You know it's not Bray, right, Sean?
Who is it?
T-Bar.
Yeah, I wish.
You can't spell White Rabbit without T-Bar. Yeah.
Andrew the Giant says, how come you don't get AEW interviews? Sometimes we do, sometimes we don't. Right now, Grapsody is. It's just a matter of PR's attitude at that particular point. They told me to circle back. I had a grand slam. I didn't hear back. I can imagine why I didn't hear back is because I've been reporting extensively on a lot of the situations. But I can tell you that in reaching out to Tony, Tony's been nothing but wonderful to me since then. And he knows exactly what I've reported. So there you go. Joel Wood says, Sean knows good and well he can't make gifs without the world burning down. It was a rib on another fake scoopster that just does that all the time. Like, that's what it was. But I mean,
Dangor? That's not nice to call Dangor a fake scoopster.
That's funny. I have heard some, like, sort of related stuff, and I'll post it on FightfulSelect.com
Can you DM me the scoop so I can pre-write the story?
It's not even worth me DMing you the scoop, but I mean, I've heard of some correspondence. I've heard of you. Listen, somebody's saying it's a hard G, Sean, for GIF. No, it's GIF. And you want to know why it's GIF? It's because the guy who literally invented it says it's GIF.
What does he know?
Yeah.
What does he know?
You know what? That's just the way it works. He named it.
Real G's move in silence like lasagna, Sean.
Well, apparently, GIF is not a real motherfucking G, is all I can say. You know what pisses me off? Straight Outta Compton acted like that song just didn't exist. Like, that was a very good diss track. Like, the movie, it just acted like that song didn't exist whatsoever, and Eazy-E was just sitting there taking it the whole time. What the hell's going on here?
They had to cut that part out of the movie.
Evidently. I mean, people died because of that movie.
Nah. Watch the director's cut.
Guys, leave a thumbs up. About to head off. A reminder, no list goes on today, but instead Rob Wilkins will have a Fightful Select pre-show for the AEW Grand Slam. I'll have another Q&A on Fightful Select probably Friday to give it a little bit of a breathing room there. Jeremy, what do you have to plug?
I don't know. Oh, we have the spotlight tomorrow, myself and
Steven get some people Jensen. To watch that. How about it, Jeremy? Come on.
Well, we brought in Righteous Reg to try to increase viewership.
Is he a regular or a guest?
No, he's a guest. He's part of our creator spotlight, our interview. We have Joe Lando interviewing him next week. He rules. The shooting star elbow drop. What a
fucking nice. Yes.
Joe Lando's great. So he's on the show next week. Righteous Reg on the show tomorrow. We talk wrestling, AEW, WWE, indies, myself and Steven Jensen. Thursdays, 9:30 a.m. We're an early morning show. Wake up.
Yeah, I don't get it. I don't know why. That's dumb.
Joel Jensen has a shoot job because you don't pay him enough, Sean Ross Sapp.
He should do more than work the 2 hours a week that he works then. Joel Wood says, be right back, guys. Going to look at every one of Sean's tweets and replies. Good luck, buddy. Good luck. Irwin says, thank you for the correct pronunciation of GIF. Well, I can pronounce FightfulSelect.com as well. But hey, you know what else I can pronounce? NordVPN.com/Fightful. Got to remember our wonderful sponsors. So this show ain't over yet. Get NordVPN.com/Fightful plus 4 months free and a 30-day money-back guarantee right now. Change your virtual location with just one click. Maybe you want to watch Dynamite without commercials tonight. Guess what? AEW Plus is yours with NordVPN.com/Fightful. Maybe you want to order UFC pay-per-views, but you don't want to pay ridiculous prices. Subscribe to overseas services. Get them much cheaper like I do. NordVPN.com/Fightful works on all your devices, phone, laptop, desktop, PC. It's got online threat protection, blocks online trackers and annoying pop-up ads, and they got three tiers. So if you want a pass, a locker, or a VPN, you can get all three depending on the tier that you choose. I love NordVPN.com/Fightful. Makes my experience better every single day. Jim Wright says, I got lost on Twitter looking up Destiny FOMO. Let me tell you, buddy, if you got somebody who's also using your computer, you better be browsing safely and securely when you're looking up my friend Destiny FOMO. You don't want somebody snooping on your internet history. Then NordVPN.com/Fightful can be very useful when supporting our friend Destiny as well. NordVPN.
Doc Rivers could have used that.
What is it?
Doc Rivers could have used that.
Oh, my gosh. Do you remember the time the JBL got caught looking up nudes while at Raw?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
They didn't have NordVPN / Fightful, Sean. That's why.
People were just zooming in. Like, I gotta say, the quality on somebody's camera like 6-7 years ago. Listen, I watch like a lot of like security footage murder mystery shows, and before like 2010, I'm sorry, that was just not a concern. You could get away with anything. The cameras were for show then, so the fact that cell phone cameras even like 8 years ago caught him doing the thing, man. Harv says, any substance to Snoop Dogg reposting DJ, is it Woo Kid or Who Kid?
Who Kid. They didn't Who you Kid. Listen to mixtapes in the 2000s?
No, I mean, no, I downloaded stuff off Kazaa like a normal human.
Yeah, but most of those songs. NordVPN.com/Fightful
would have been really helpful there.
Most of those songs probably had the Who Kid. I did that completely wrong. I'm not a DJ dropper.
Mercedes, anything? No, I don't think it's anything related to that. Jim Wright says, between Sean mentioning Destiny FOMO and Alex talking about porn assistants in NXT, I need to need my browser history purged. Well, listen, if you want to make sure that you fulfill that, I have another sponsor that I need to get to. BlueChew.com and the code Fightful will make your penis erect. What more can I say? Maybe you want that performance. You want that main event grand slam performance. You're not trying to just bunt. You definitely don't want to whiff. And that's what might happen if you don't use Blue Chew and the code Fightful. It's prescribed online, shipped straight to your door discreetly, privately. Blue Chew and the code Fightful. Get your first shipment free. Just pay $5 shipping. Got to pay the mailman. It's basically hush money for the mailman. But, I mean, really, he's not going to need it because it arrives in a discreet package. Much more discreet than your package will be once you use Blue Chew and the code Fightful. Got the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know they work. You work with an online physician. If approved, come straight to your door. No waiting in line at the pharmacy. No awkward doctor visits. None of that stuff. Blue Chew and the code Fightful. Man, WWE's going in a new direction, and I want you all to go in a nude erection.
You got to get new material.
No, that's a good direction. One. That's a good one. That's a good one, Jeremy.
You've been using that for a while.
It's so good, though. And your new direction can be so good, too, with Blue Chew and the code Fightful. Guys, I want to thank you all so much. I'm going to direct some of you to Quizzlemania. might be popping up on there shortly.
Oh boy. Shout out to Phil Lindsay, who's in the chat. He rules.
I love Phil Lindsay. Until next time, guys, FightfulSelect.com. We're out.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.